Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the CTP. We're standing down here at the East Fresh Shrine Game with the standout Jack Driscoll here from Auburn. Jack, welcome to St. Pete. What's this like just going through this experience?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, you got some great players here, and it's great competitions, and also a great opportunity to showcase what you have in front of NFL scouts. You know, I think every team in the NFL is represented here, so it just poses a great opportunity. And it's been a lot of fun, and you know, learned a lot from some of the coaches in the NFL, and you know, just got to continue to get better for the rest of the week.
Have you always had this size?
No, you know, I always grew up, like, senior year in high school, I was only 240, so I ended up, I gained a lot of weight, ate a lot, lifted a lot, and, I've really, even junior high school, I was only 6'3", 205, so I kind of had a big growth spurt, but, yeah, so not always.
So, I guess, I mean, you know, junior year in high school is such a big recruiting year. I mean, was Auburn looking at you for the, I mean?
No, I transferred from UMass, so, I mean, my senior year, I got bigger, I was like 6'4", 240, had a good year, and, ultimately went to UMass and gained some weight. I graduated in 3 years. I decided that I wanted to grad transfer, and I just chose Auburn. I loved it. Felt like home from the time I stepped on campus, and it was awesome.
Really? Where are you from originally?
Madison, Connecticut.
Really? So you went all the way down south and you felt at home?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's an awesome environment, and you know, the people really are friendly and make you feel at home. So it was a pretty seamless transition.
Now, you played in it. I just read about it. I've never been down there. I mean, what's that rivalry like with you in Alabama?
You know, it's a bitter rivalry. You know, it's like one of those things where it's like, at the end of the year, that's the game that gets circled. And that's the game where, like, you know, both teams could not win one game. But if you beat the rival, it's like a successful year. And, you know, it's the fans are super passionate. And, you're going to get a hostile environment, whichever home field it's at. And, you know, it just seems like there's been some drama in this game for, you know, decades back when, like, Bo Jackson, those guys, there were some crazy finishes. And, you know, I think this year could be one of the best ever that we go down. It's one of the best Iron Bowls ever, especially from an Auburn fan's point of view. But, it's insane. You know, it's like, it's deep. You know, there's not a lot of pro football down there. So, I mean, you got the Falcons, that's kind of it. So, you know, people who really live and die college football in the SEC.
How important was it? How special was it to win that game in your final year?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, like I said, it was such a cool experience for the team, and you know, I just think everyone was so happy, and they worked so hard, and like we knew if we get them in the fourth quarter, we'd have a chance, and ultimately we did, and it was awesome. It'll be something I remember for the rest of my life.
Awesome. Now let me ask you this: You're down here because you're one of the best prospects at the position. If these coaches have you in the film room, what are they going to love about you? What are those hallmark abilities that kind of stand out?
Yeah, you know, I think it starts with my toughness. You know, someone I try to pride myself on being tougher than my opponents and being both mentally and physically. So, you know, I kind of play the game in my head, and that way I don't have to think as much on the field. And, you know, I'm an athlete too. You know, I think I have good lateral speed, I have good quickness and stuff, and I have the ability to mirror defenders once I get on them. And, you know, in addition, like I said, intelligence is something I pride myself on and doing my work during the week. And, really studying the film and really just making sure that once it gets to Saturday, there's not much thinking that gets involved. And, you know, I see something that, you know, the center guard might not see, I can call it down the line. And, you know, just trying to be able to play the game one step ahead is huge.
And these guys that have grabbed you in the lobby with those NFL badges, so they must love talking to you. Come across as just a really intelligent kid that kind of really gets it. No, I'm serious, man.
I appreciate it. I mean, it means a lot. Thank you.
No, I really, we talk to a lot of kids, and you just kind of say, hey, you know, I recognize what's going on the line, and I'm going to be able to kind of help dictate, you know, a successful play.
Did you see me?
For you, does anything go unnoticed? Weight room junkie, film junkie, team captain,
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I'm a weight room junkie. You know, I love, especially I got into my senior year, I really started to work with my strength and conditioning coach. I started doing, like, yoga every night and stuff, and it's something that, you know, make my body feel a lot better because, you know, fifth year senior, by the time you get to that point, you know, you've had a lot of plays on your legs and stuff like that, so it's easy to kind of start feeling heavy and lower half. But, like I said, I mean, I just really, like, enjoy stretching and yoga. And, like, I am a film junkie. I'm always trying to watch and, like, you know, watch, like, say I'm not watching college tape, watch pro tape, see what I see, and kind of, you know, helps me out.
Do you get comparisons? Is there anybody at that next level you just kind of like to watch and kind of take a little bit of?
Yeah, I really, my favorite guy to watch is David Bakhtiari on the Green Bay Packers. And the reason was, you know, he's one of the best left tackles in the NFL. And coming out, you know, he was only 6'4". You know, he got knocked for his arm length, got knocked for all that stuff. You know, got knocked for not being a great athlete. And, like, he just, you know, like, he showed out at the combine and just showed, like, you know, you don't, I mean, at the end of the day, I've always said, I mean, I know all the measurements matter and whatnot, but you can play or you can't. And, like, Saturday, Sundays in the NFL or Saturdays in college, it's not a combine. You know, it's not who has longer fingertips or who's got, you know, bigger feet. It's if you can play or not. And I think that's something that if you turn on my tape and watch it, you'll see.
I tell you right now, guys, I'm going to say this. In 2020, Jack Driscoll's going to play, like, 10, 11 years in the National Football League, and then I think you're going to be a guy that we see in the booth.
I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Huh?
Yeah, I definitely want to stay around football. Football's given me a lot, and, you know, hopefully I can give back, whether it's volunteering my time at, you know, an area maybe that there's some, like, poverty and maybe kids you don't have, like, mothers or fathers. I'd really like to give back because the game of football has given me so much, and, you know, I can just mentor some kids and, you know, change their life the way football changed mine. It'd be awesome.
Awesome stuff, man. Before we let you go, we call it three and out. A couple off-the-wall questions. You're probably thinking this whole thing's been off the wall, but
yeah, no.
Anybody in that Auburn locker room have a crazy nickname, and how'd they get it?
Craziest nickname. So we have some kid, there's a kid on our team who's like goes by Smoke. His real name is not Smoke, but he's like, it's like his name, like that's like on his like locker and stuff. And I don't know how he got it, but I'd say that's kind of the craziest one.
Smoke.
Yeah.
We just had a kid on last week, and the kid on his, they said he was fat.
Yeah,
so that
he goes fast. Yeah.
Maybe for fat, you call Smoke.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think O-lineman can be called Smoke.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking of O-lineman, whenever we can have the big O-lineman on the show, who's the biggest eater and what's the most impressive meal one of you guys put down?
You got to give it to Caleb Kim. Caleb can go to town on some food. He was our center this past year, and he can, you put him with some wings and he can knock out 60 or 70 easily in a sitting. I look at him like, dude, I don't even want to imagine how your stomach feels after this thing, because I can't imagine. But yeah, Caleb can eat a lot.
How about you? I mean, you're going to eat wings with Caleb. How many wings are you going to throw down?
20, maybe.
20?
How many more? I don't know. I don't normally eat wings for 20. I try to stay pretty health oriented. But if I'm doing it, 25, maybe. I don't know. I guess one time I'll have to test it out and see, but not as near as many as Caleb.
Gets high, man. This is a true story. What do you think? The most I ever did was like 72.
Really?
Yeah, I vomited when I was done.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. I got to the point where I couldn't taste anything, and I went out. Hey, man. Well, hey, Jack, we appreciate you stopping by. And again, best of luck down here. We like to say stay humble. Stay humble and be blessed, my man.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, that is Jack Driscoll, the standout from Auburn, kind enough to join us here on the C2.
This has been a C2P exclusive.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.